Today we come to 1 Samuel 14, verse 6. This is one of my favorite stories. Jonathan said to his young armor bearer, "Come, let's go over to the outpost of those uncircumcised men. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." So check out this story. King Saul was sitting under a pomegranate tree, just sitting there. A few days earlier, his army had numbered 3,000 soldiers, but due to his impatience and due to his disobedience, 2,400 soldiers had deserted. He only has 600 left. And the remaining 600 are not at all anxious to go up against the Philistines' 3,000 chariots and soldiers, Scripture says, soldiers as numerous as the sand on the seashore. Certainly that's a hyperbole, but it means a lot of soldiers. Sitting under the pomegranate tree seemed like a safe place to be. But Saul's son, Jonathan, was not comfortable sitting in the shade. Now check out today's passage. Listen to what he did. He was ready to take on the entire Philistine army. And when God gave him the okay, he climbed up a cliff to the waiting Philistines. Now, that's not good military strategy. With his armor bearer right behind him, really bad military strategy to have your armor bearer behind you. And he routed the entire Philistine army as God struck panic in the whole army by not only his presence, but he also sent an earthquake. It's amazing what you can do when God's on your side. Giants fall, armies flee, the ground shakes, strength for obedience is given, peace replaces panic, his presence is actually felt and experienced. Are you facing an impossible situation today? Well, turn to God. Perhaps the Lord will act on your behalf. Perhaps God will act on your behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few. Father, I want to thank you for acting on our behalf by sending your son to the cross. Since you didn't spare Jesus for us, we know that you will give us everything we need. Everything we need to live the life you've called us to live. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.